Sonoma County opened a local assistance center in Guerneville on Sunday. About 30 people were lined up outside when it opened its doors. Homeowner Arthur Friedfeld was one of them. I asked him what his house looks like now.
Well, a big muddy mess in the lower level, but, you know, clean it out, sheetrock, carpeting, you know, clean it out and probably back in action within 30 days.
Piles of flood debris were stacked on the sidewalk behind us. But Friedfeld is confident his insurance will cover most, if not all, of the damages to his home. He's lived in Guerneville for over 30 years, and this is the third time his house is flooded.
Living here on the river since 1972, these floodings are not a big deal, truly, if you live out here, because it's just what happens when you build houses in flood zones.
But not everyone feels this way.
We rent, and we're in a community with about 12 households renting, and all of us are now out of homes.
That's Katie Horton. Her apartment in Guerneville flooded last week. She's staying with friends while waiting to move into another unit she found that is more expensive than her previous place. She had hoped for relocation assistance, but it wasn't available.
Friends started a GoFundMe. Without that, we would not be able to move into a new place.
People that work in our area, a lot of them work in the service and hospitality industry. We need those people, but unfortunately, they don't make a lot of money, especially in the off-season.
That's Jennifer Wirtz, a municipal advisory representative for the Guerneville District.
A lot of our local workers are already struggling, and now they just lost everything they own, their home, and if they were working, maybe their job. And right now, they're just staying with friends, as far as I know. There's not, nobody's coming out there and handing out hotel vouchers or gift cards or anything.
Linda Hopkins, supervisor for Sonoma County District 5, agreed that there aren't enough resources out there to cover individual needs.
The biggest thing that we are doing right now is we are working and advocating for a federal disaster declaration. If we get that declaration, then we are open up to individual assistance options. That's when we can actually really help individuals get new places to live and actually receive grants to help cover some of their losses. That is my biggest focus right now. We are trying to assess all of the damages, get the federal government the data that they need to possibly make that disaster declaration.
Sonoma County Emergency Management Director Christopher Godley addressed a crowd of about 200 at a community meeting in Forestville on Sunday. He was blunt when asked what financial resources the county could provide for those who lost their cars or other personal possessions.
I'm not quite sure how to answer that. The county's not going to open a checkbook and just start handing out cash.
A federal disaster declaration could help provide this financial assistance for individuals, which the state declaration does not do. Godley could not say how soon that declaration could come, if it happens at all. He did say that he hopes to have the necessary data into federal officials within the next few days. I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.